Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 405 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on the science behind D&D and fantasy fiction. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Ooh.
I was a little distracted while I was doing that, because this is the last in our continuing series. Before I forget, holiday next week.
Yes.
So no episode next week. There, I did it. I don't always remember to say that.
you have been warned. Yes.
And we'd like to thank the Girls Who Don't D&D. Mm-hmm. Our Dungeons & Dragons podcast. You can find them by going to girlswhodon'tdnd.com. No apostrophe. And D&D is spelled letter D, letter N, letter D.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so we got all that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Let's do the list. The next.
The list.
The least. The last
I'm
question.
The last question. Okay.
I did it again. Once again, I have to record this and paste it in later. I can't even blame Phil this time. I just rolled a one. This question five, is being voiced by the lovely and talented Alana. I can't believe I was about to forget you. You're my favorite. Well, sometimes Indy is. Sometimes Stacy. Occasionally Corey. But you're my favorite.
Mythical dragons are known for being able to breathe fire. Is that even remotely possible, biologically speaking?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's the exact yes. That's the exact tone.
Something needs to happen to the critter somewhere in their existence for them to be able to evolve some way of doing this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to have happened on our planet.
Mm-hmm.
But plenty of things that happen that are sort of combustion and even explosive in the animal kingdom.
Right.
Like jellyfish.
Jelly, okay.
Yeah, a weird example. Yes, the stingers. They have these little cells.
That's right.
They're one-offs. They are designed to use them once, and then they slough off, and then they got to make some more.
Poor cells. Okay.
See if I can pronounce this. You know what? I'm not going to pronounce.
You didn't hear the number of takes? No.
They're nifty, but they're not powered by any kind of combustion. They're actually powered by osmosis.
Really?
Yeah, okay. They have a little capsule inside of them, an organelle, mm-hmm. with this tube that has been curled up, and it's inside out.
Okay.
And depending upon what species it is, we're going to use this one. It's got a little barb on the end that is going to use to pierce through the target. Right?
Goodness,
and then
yes.
There's a little hair that, when it gets touched, will make it all happen.
Oh, the tripwire.
Yeah, it's a mechanical trigger. Huh. Some of them also can detect, like, fishy smells.
Really?
Okay. Or molecules to go, I want to eat this. I guess I should go ahead and fire now.
Yeah.
What happens is a little capsule that's been holding a lot of calcium ions opens up. And then there's a bunch of extra calcium ions in the cytoplasm of the cell.
Okay.
At this point, water from the rest of the critter rushes into it, fills it up like a water balloon.
Okay, yeah.
This pressure manages to turn that little tube back right side out and fire the little dart into its target.
Holy crap, okay.
Whereupon the venom begins to pump through.
That's my best sound effect for that.
Now, it's only being powered by the difference in ion concentration from the inside and outside of the cell. But it gets pretty pretty strong.
Speed-wise?
It happens within Less than a millisecond.
Ooh.
And it's estimated to be accelerating at around 40,000 G.
Oh, holy crap. That would crush a human, yes.
Yeah, also, there was one study done looking at sea anemones.
Okay.
Who also have these kinds of stingy cells.
Uh-huh.
They seem to get done within 700 nanoseconds, which is more than 5 million G acceleration.
Holy crap. Okay. But this is all on scale, right?
Yeah, this is exactly. Like, if they looked at the dynamics of how fast is it hitting, how much pressure is behind it,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the same energy density as a bullet.
That's amazing.
Only it's though. A bullet of that teeny.
Right.
Tiny size.
Still sucks, but you're not bleeding out.
Which is all well and good, but you notice that it does destroy that cell.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we got to try to figure out how our little dragon is mm-hmm. going to be able to burn something coming out of its mouth.
Right.
Without getting burned itself.
Difficult.
Which we talked about on Monday. Our sponsors today include private practice, public performance, and personal problems.
Are you talking? Does the personal problems have anything to do with private practice?
Hey, those are personal. We are going to talk about dragons.
Dragons?
Dragons! And fire breathing. And before I forget, there is a holiday next week.
Oh.
So no episode next week, in case I forget to mention that. Well, on Wednesday.
Valentine's Day?
No, actually, President's Day.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right, so what do we want to name our dragon?
Well, Earl springs Earl. To mind.
I could go with Earl. So Earl the dragon.
Okay.
Somehow has to be able to breathe fire
mm-hmm.
without hurting himself.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Huff and puff the fire and not catch on.
Just because you accomplish it once, it would be nice to do it again, yes.
So we're looking for whether or not this is biologically possible mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of hints, maybe in nature somewhere, in various critters?
I'm betting on bugs.
I am betting on the strangest critter on the planet.
Oh?
Humans.
Really?
Because we do this thing we call fire breathing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, one should not try at home.
No.
It is more complicated than it looks,
mm-hmm.
and it is very dangerous.
It's very important to keep breathing out.
Once upon a time ago, I saw this show called Time Warp.
Ooh.
It was on the Discovery Channel circa 2008,
okay.
and a little bit after that. It only had the one season, but, you know, they keep using it as a rerun.
Okay.
They had a high-speed camera. So that they could film stuff and watch it in super slow motion, and it would all look really cool.
Heck yeah.
And one time they did something on fire breathing and invited in the Fuel Girls.
Okay.
The Fuel Girls are from the UK.
Uh-huh.
And they do pyrotechnics and aerial acrobatics and all sorts of stuff. But one of the things they do is fire breathing.
Okay.
They were looking at that in super slow motion.
Nice.
And so there's the girl, mm-hmm. you know, in her tight pants and bikini top.
Well, you know, it's a circus of some sort, yeah.
She points at her stomach and then her hip and then her her shoulders. I've been burned here and here. I got a bone right here.
Oh, man.
The stuff you use for fuel matters. You don't want something that catches on fire too easily.
I imagine gasoline is a bad choice.
No, so even ethanol is a bad choice.
Oh.
Yeah, because for a couple of reasons. First of all, it goes through your skin. So even if you don't swallow it, you're going to get a little drunker while you're doing this.
This seems like a great choice.
Just like driving, this isn't necessarily something you want to do while under the influence.
True, true.
Right. Also, ethanol could build up fumes inside your nasal cavities. And that could actually end up getting ignited really bad.
Holy crap. I see somebody's head exploding in my mind.
Yeah, these girls are, they're showing a lot of skin.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of a safety thing, because usually you burn your skin, you don't actually catch on fire. Whereas the kind of clothing you wear might make a difference.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you also want to be careful what products you put in your hair.
Right. Thank God it's not the 80s.
So what they do is they take a mouthful of something that will burn,
mm.
and then they push it out with their air, as the one girl said, way down in your tummy. And, right? And make this sort of mist, an aerosol mist, mm-hmm. and blow that past some sort of ignition, a torch or what have you.
Yes, yes.
And that turns into a big old tongue of flame.
Mm-hmm.
That flame, you have to blow very hard so it doesn't come back and hit your face.
Right? Yes.
Because it could get anywhere from 1,500 to 2,200 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's okay.
Yeah. And one source said 3,000.
Not anything you want near your face.
Yes,
or your eyeballs. Or your,
hot enough to melt. Tin, aluminum, lead, gold, silver, copper.
Holy crap.
And if we believe the 3,000 degrees, then that's also iron and steel.
Well, you're a kid. Wow. We are made of none of those.
But note that we can do it, and we can do it relatively safely. So let's get back to Earl.
Okay, good old Earl.
I'm not sure what Earl is producing in order to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Nature being what it is probably two different chemicals from two different places.
Right, right.
That when they mix together, ignite.
Okay.
Now, if Earl can keep the air moving strong enough,
mm-hmm.
and he has the right shape of, say, neck,
yeah.
he might be able to breathe fire from way down in his throat without actually touching his throat.
Oh.
And it spews out of his mouth. Or even better, it catches on fire a couple of feet in front of his nose.
Okay, yeah. Like some sort of bone structure producing vortex effects or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's not impossible. All right, so that's probably our best way to protect Earl, the dragon,
right.
from being roasted. I hope I got his name right. I can't.
It was Earl. Yes, it was Earl. Absolutely Earl. I was disappointed because there should be alliteration. It should be, Duncan or...
Duncan the dragon. It was your idea to call him Earl. So.
I know. That's what came to mind.
So he's disappointed in yourself.
Well, very sad. Every day.
Well, no, welcome to our peppy little show.
I'm a joyful person.
Biological systems do make plenty of stuff that will burn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have hair on your head, or some left. that stuff burns.
It does, it does.
A lot of processes end up making methane, also burns.
Right, right.
Some critters have been known to make hydrogen, also burns.
Okay.
You've seen a sort of
yes,
a...
all the fire is there, potential
for also,
dragons.
Lots of critters, including us, make rocket fuel.
What? We make what now?
Yeah.
And where? Is it uncomfortable? How? I'm so confused.
All right. Hydrogen peroxide. This is a weird molecule. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like water with an extra oxygen stuck on it, but not at all.
Okay.
It's H2O2.
But that sounds exactly like water with a...
Yeah, except in water, you got two hydrogens connected to an oxygen.
Right.
In hydrogen peroxide, you have a hydrogen connected to an oxygen that is somehow connected to an oxygen that's connected to a hydrogen.
What a wonky... Okay.
Wonky is right. it has been used as a rocket fuel.
Really?
Because over time, it does send a... dissociate mm-hmm. and turn into a molecule of water and an extra oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does that, it gives off heat, an exothermic reaction.
Cool. Okay.
If you've got a concentration of, say, 70 to 98% hydrogen peroxide, the rest of it being water, you can get it to dissociate and turn into steam and oxygen
mm-hmm.
at about 600 degrees Celsius or 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Okay.
So it's really spitting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, plenty of things we could burn, but I like this one because dragons live in caves.
Yes. Yes.
So if they're burning something with their fire breath,
mm-hmm.
they could run out of oxygen.
This way, they, right? Doesn't it make oxygen?
It does make oxygen. Yes.
Well, that's beautiful.
And what I'm actually picturing is hydrogen peroxide and some other chemical that ignite when they touch each other.
Okay.
And part of that burns too.
It's like
which I'm not just making up. It's called the Bombardier Beetle.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was on the docket. Okay.
Has a couple of little chambers.
Mm-hmm.
In one of them, they keep this hydro... Okay. chemical, specifically a noxious acidic chemical.
Okay.
When it combines with a catalyst and the hydrogen peroxide dissociates, mm-hmm. already getting plenty hot, and some of the other noxious stuff burns, combining with the oxygen being produced by the hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About 5% of the total solution just turns instantly into vapor.
Wow.
The rest of it comes squirting out to be a very bad day for whatever bug is bothering the beetle. Baby.
What makes sure that it leaves the... Because if it just turns into vapor inside the beetle...
then the beetle would explode.
Yes.
There's a couple of things happening here, actually. The reaction chamber, the pressure shuts some valves, so the stuff from the other chamber won't come in anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then the other end is, you know, open.
This is like describing an internal combustion engine.
It sounds like a rocket, doesn't it?
Yes. Wow.
And it actually does about 70 pulses
mm-hmm.
at a rate of around 500 pulses per second. Any particular time, so that the chamber has time to cool down and the poor little beetle doesn't roast itself.
Right, or explode.
Most of the critters that attack this thing,
mm-hmm.
most of the other insects, it can actually kill them with the spray. But there is a spider
of course
that can take it.
Yeah, man.
That spider, you can watch the film, the beetle shoots at it, it's stuck in the web, shoots mm-hmm. at it, the spider kind of drops back a bit, and then comes back. and it eventually wraps it up in the silk, and the poor beetle, by reflex, keeps firing its little cannon and cooks itself.
Yeah, you're kidding me! I love these things. They're self-cooking. It's like an MRE.
So anyway, what I picture is Earl spitting out a mist of something like hydrogen peroxide,
mm-hmm.
and then spitting out a bunch, a smaller amount of catalyst from like the very front of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of glands in the gum line just above the front teeth is where I put it. You spray that out there, it starts burning, and then you can keep puffing the main mist through. And it will catch on fire by hitting the fire.
Oh, okay.
And the whole net reaction leaves more oxygen than there was before, and steam. So in addition to having plenty to breathe, Earl gets squeaky clean.
And you are now ready to eat.
You're delicious. All right, so we're off next week.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever we're going to talk about next time, we'll talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.